Okay, so we're holding now by 11th packet. In other words, what's the din? You know, people are always asking, do I have to wait 6 hours for this? Do I have to wait 6 hours for this? In other words, if you're eating meat, so everyone knows you have to wait whatever the shear is to wait. But what if you're eating a potato? And the potato was cooked in a pot with meat. So that's called a tafshil shel basar, because you're not eating the basar itself, you're eating something that was cooked with the meat. So what's the din of a tafshil shel basar? Does a tafshil shel basar also require hamtanas sheishos, or whatever the sheer hamtana that one keeps, or not? That's the question. So let us see here. So the Gemara here has on Kufay Amrav. Amar of Idi bar Oven, Amar of Yitzchak bar Ashiyan, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah. Rashi says, the Shmo Divrei Chachamim. V'achronim Choyva. And Mayim Achronim is a Choyva. So then the Gemara says, Meisve, Mayim Rishonim Achronim Choyvam Toim Rishus. So it's a Zdira, because here now it says, Rishonim Achronim Choyvam and Toim Rishus. So Rishus, Mitzvah Gabi Rishus, Chov Karina. In other words, because everything is relative. Rashi says, Mishum Tatani, I'm Toim Rishus, Toim Rishonim Choyvam, Dava Bishinim Elam Mitzvah, So everything is relative of what the other thing is. Because if something is rishus, and then something else is just a mitzvah, but we're comparing it to the davar shel rishus, so then it's called a chovah. Because okay. So that's what he says. Mitzvah the Gabi Rishus is called the Kohen. Okay. So then the Gemara continues for the next Amud from Kufay Amud Beis. Amar of Nachman, Lashonu Ela bin Tavshil, the Tavshil, of the Tavshil Gvina Choyva. So you have here the Mayim and Tsoim, right? The Mayim and Tsoim. So we said the Mayim and Tsoim is Rishus, right? But he says that's only in Tavshil or Tavshil. So what does that mean? So there's going to be a Machlokes we showed him quoted in Tosfos. Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Mari Bishneim Shal Basa or Shneim Shal Gvin. Because if you have a Tafshil of Basa and another Tafshil Shal Basa, or a Tafshil Shal Gvin, another Tafshil Shal Gvin. So then it's just a Rishus. You want to wash your hands to clean your hands, you know, so you could, obviously. But if you have a Tafshil Shal Basa, and he had Gvina beforehand, then it's a Choyva, because he had real cheese, and now you're having Tavshil Shel Basar. So being Tavshil Shel Basar and the Gvina Shel Afanav, so then it's a Choyva. Well, Gvina Shel Acharav, lo komer, the few with the Tilas Yadayim, also Lechol Adzud Acheres. Right? It can't mean you have the meat first, because then, of course, you can't eat it now. You have to wait to a different meal. So he says that, but my memtzoim is a choiva if you had the cheese first and then the tafshil shel basar. Meaning the two tafshils are both meat. So, which just means that it's a nice thing to do to clean your hands. For just
your hand.
Yeah. Everything's a, no, but maybe he's saying that it's nice. Your hands should be clean. You know, it's a nice etiquette, whatever. Understand? Right? But if you have the gvina first, but and then the basar, so that's so then it's a chova because then you can make mistakes. But he says, "Veinu veinatam." I mean, tafshul gvina mashman, tafshul tchila to the omer leil. Kamisha ben basar gvina lo klum parif omer of chista achal basar also lechol gvina. Kamisha ben gvina basar etc. First round of time, tafshul hayin ben tafshul the basar, tafshul shal gvina. So Rabbeinu Tam says ben tafshul. So Rashbam says tafshul means what? Both basar, both cholof. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Ben tavshul tavshul hainu ben tavshul de basar tavshul shekvina. Hainu dena basar shekvina be'en. Leke la tam lo hichmir sheichova litol yadav be'tay. Hainu alav shus." So between tavshul shel basar and tavshul shel gvina, it's a shus. But if you have a be'en, then it's not. But what do you see from here? That according to Rabbeinu Tam, that could what? You could eat the tafshil shel basar and the tafshil shel gvina. It's just a question whether you have to wash your hands or not. So in a loshus, about the tafshil the basar lagvina, but if you have a tafshil shel basar, then you have real cheese, lagvina ben chova. But you see clearly in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that you can eat one after the other. You don't have to wait 6 hours between a tafshil shel basar and a gvina or a tafshil shel gvina. You wouldn't have to. That you don't have to. Rabbeinu Shmuel doesn't learn the Gemara that way. He learns Tafshil, so Tafshil is both Kvin and both Chav, which may indicate that the reason why you can't, they didn't learn it the way Rabbeinu Tam learns it, is where he might require 6 hours between Tafshil, so Bos and Tafshil, so Chav. And therefore, the fact that the Gemara is saying it's only a din of washing the Tila Sedayim is indicative that. That if you have a real a tafshil shel basar then a tafshil shel cholov, it would be aser, and you'd have to wait 6 hours. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam doesn't require 6 hours. We'll see them. Right. So, if you look, we'll see what the brass says. This let's see what the brass says. So, take a look on page 7. Ochol tafshil shel basar mutar lechol acharav tafshil shel gvina. If you have a tavshish al basar, you could eat if there was a tavshish al vina. But a teal b'nei me'elein l'rshus. Right, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Right? That's Rabbeinu Tam. But then he says, the Ramah, the Nogu Akshav Lachmi Shalachal Gvina Acher Tavshil Basar. That we're knowing not to eat milk after Tavshil Basar. And says
That's
the Vilna
Rebbe.
Gaon, one second,
Okay.
says the Vilna Gaon on page 8, the Nagu Kepeirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, because Rabbeinu Shmuel learned Pshat Tavshil. Tavshil is what? Is Tavshil Shel Basar and a Tavshil Shel Basar, right? But if it wouldn't be both Basar, then it would be nothing to talk about, because there's nothing to speak about Netilas Yadayim, because you can't even eat it, let alone Netilas Yadayim is not going to help. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that it's talking about a tavshil shel basar and tavshil shel gvina is permissible. You just will wash Netilas Yadayim. That's what the Kabbalah quotes. So you have to, then you have a chova. But either way, there's no 6 hours. Whereas the Ramosh Shita is that there's 6 hours after Tavshil Shel Basar. So the big nafkamina is, what's the din if you're eating French fries that was cooked together, say, with meat? You're just eating the French fries. So you have a Tavshil Shel Basar. We'll see. Okay, whatever. Tavshil Shel Basar doesn't have meat. Yeah. So do you have to wait 6 hours? So the Mechaber says no, because he passes like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah quotes the Minhag yes. So, but he says the Ein Lashanos v'Lifur together. Wow. Okay, so. And the Vilna Gaon says that these two shitas in the Machlokas, Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, of how to learn that Gemara. No, it means that it's cooked together. Yeah.
Rabbi,
Yeah.
is this the also the Machlekes, the Rashi and Rambam we said yesterday? Because according to Rashi, that it has to do with the fat, even though there's no meat in it, but it has the fat of the meat in the tavshil. But so therefore, you have to wait 6 hours. But according to the Rambam, there's no meat that could get stuck in your teeth. So who cares? And therefore, you don't have to wait.
Oh, so Rav Avram Levitt from the Denver Levitts. Now we were at a chassid from Denver chassid last night. So the Denver Levitts, to quote President Richard Joel, Denver Levitts, he called Avram Levitt from the Denver Levitts. He referred to him as, oh, the Denver Levitts. Oh. So he wants to say maybe it's Tolai in the Machlokas, but Rashi and the Rambam from yesterday. Because if it's a din in the Tam, that's what, like Shitas Rashi. So then you have to what? The din of the Tam. So then you have to. So it has Tam. But if it's a din in Basar Ben HaShinayim, if you're only going to have a potato that's cooked with meat, but it's not going to get, the meat is not getting stuck. There's no, see, meat has the ability because of its toughness that the pieces get stuck between your teeth, but that's not going to happen by a tavshil. So that's what Rav Avram Levitt from the Denver Levitts wants to suggest as a beer. He's the Einikol from this Kan Aram of Avram Levitz. Kan Aram is one of the Gedolei Achroidim. This is Kan Aram. So that's a good shot. We have to see who says that shot. Well, it's a good shot. Let's see who says it. From Denver. So we'll see. We'll see. We shall see.
Rebbe. We saw in packet 11 that Rabbeinu Tam is matir first basar and then gvina if you have netila and kinuach in kuf dalet amud based.
Right.
And here he's talking about tavshil basar and gvina, but he was even matir something even more chamor than tavshil.
Right. So, right. Okay. But this is the story. So where should we look now in the Sefer Heter on page 4? So he says that it's based on that reason. Right? Because even though it's not Nidbach Bein HaShinayim, he called Malkam Tam Shal Shamnun is Habasa Nimshach Befif. Because the Tam is so that's that is if Heter is explaining, you know, he's basically saying what Ram Levitt just said. Denver. From Denver. Yes. What? The Shulchan Aruch is saying Shulchan Aruch is matter.
Yeah, it doesn't read it. Plus, not a read. Shulchan Aruch says, take the chumras of the Rashi and Rambam. And still, he said it by Basar Sampachio. We can't read that Basar Sampachio. It's Rashi.
Right, because he'll say, right. He'll say that.
He says, Rashi.
Meaning, he says we take the chumras of both, and then he's still makel. So yeah, so in a chanami, right. So Shulchan Aruch is not going to agree with this, right? That is a valid point. Okay. Okay, so let's see more. So now, let's see the following. Okay. Let us take a look in the Shach, famous Shach. See what the Shach is. On page 7. So let's see the Ramah first. He says, the Ramah says, "No gachal lachmish alochal gvina achar tafshil basak machar basatzu." English on is miu. Im ein basa betafshil rak. It is bashal b'kederishal basar. So I say this: you cook a potato. But there's no meat in the pot. It's just a fleshik pot. Ben yomo fleshik pot. So is that also considered a tafshil shel baser? It's ben yomo. Mutu lechol acharav gvina. Vein bo minig lahachmir. Kein nogim lechol baser achar tafshil sheish bo gvina, etc. So he says, as if it's only a din, even though it's a ben yomo. So you cook potatoes in a fleshik pot that was used for fleshik 3 hours ago. So it's mamash ben yomo. So it hasn't been. You don't have to wait 6 hours, even according to the Rambam. So the Shach comes the Shach and asks the Kamar Reishim Samach. Hey, he's barred. I feel ochlom gvina mutter. He's saying, I don't understand. We didn't get to this yet, but he says, you could even eat it with cheese. So what's the chiddush? You're telling me you don't have to wait 6 hours. If it's not barnat, meaning it goes from the flesh into the pot, and now it's going from the pot into the potato, so that's not barnat. I can even take that potato and eat it with cheese. Because it's a double no same time. Went right from the potato, from the meat into the pot. Now the meat is gone. And now you cook in the pot, you cook potatoes. And it goes from the pot to the potatoes. So then it's mutter. So what's the chiddush? That's the kasha. Shock. What's the chiddush that I don't have to wait 6 hours? I can eat it together. Even. It's called your test. The bottom of page 7. Yeah, the kasha. If someone is by the field of Ochlom Givina Mutter, that we not are not. We never done the Shmina Hacha, the Mutter, Lachol Givina, Acharkach. So what's the chiddush? He says, finishes a field mispashal mukteusha lobutcha yofer. He says that even if, in other words, if the pot is totally clean, then that's mamash not bar not. So I can even eat it alone. So there's no chiddush to tell me that I don't have to wait 6 hours. But maybe the case is like this, that you had a pot that you cooked meat in, and you know, some, there are good pot washers. They are not as good pot washers. You know. Okay. So people who are not as good pot washers, sometimes they have stuff that's left over. So what if you have some shirai in there at the bottom of the pot? And now you cook potatoes with such a pot. So would you say that that's called... So maybe that should be called a tafshil, but there should be machmer. So he says, no. He says, afilu mizbashal b'kdeir shalohut chayofed, have a tzas mamoshus shalissim, chagav da osu lochlo im vina kibur shom shari hocha. So that's the chiddush, that even though it's not nabarnat, because there is some be'en left over, but that's It's still, but it's still not called a tafshil. Right, but you wouldn't have to wait the 6 hours. Right. Right. You couldn't eat it together. Right. So the shayla is, what's the vort? Why isn't it? Why isn't a tafshil shel? Why isn't a tafshil shel baser? So this chiddush of the shach. So you have to see what the Yad Yehuda says. Do you have to, according to the Gvina Mamish? Tavshel Shel Gvina. Do you have to wait? Okay, we'll see. This is in this packet. Okay, so let's look at the Halakha Yad Yehuda on page 13. Because of a shach of Taman, he's barred to gamla ochlam kvina muta. Venera the ha. Rutina hocha haino a field with the special tear shall hood of yotha. And exasma mosha shall listen. I gave the ochlam ochlam and kvina. Fiha nera the hashach mati gamba ain tafshil. Now the question is, what's the case here? Shishim or there's not shishim? So meaning. Even no, they've been cooked. The shirayim. But the leftover pieces of the pot. Luhut chayotha. So he says, "Kifi nirad hashach mati gam be'ein betafshil shishim neged mamosha." In other words, if it's shishim, so then it's batal. So then, there was the chiddush of Naparnan, is even there's no shishim, and then so Asher says there's no shishim, and still he says that you don't have to wait 6 hours. Again, the menosin shumul atavshim vade also lachol achav gvina. Yeah. So what does he say? So we, Hashenkin can the ain't have a nosu klal lechol ze. Adra b'derch bnei adam b'hakmi ladichu yofe. Shemikich says zel lo torach ladichu yofe. Ain't she ain't have a nosu lachilas and basa klal ain't lives abo shalochol achar of gvina. In other words, he's saying that. What does he even? In other words. He was just didn't do a good job. Sometimes, in other words, when people cook a tafshil, they want a dafka to be there because they want to have the what? The taste. But here, he's not interested in the taste. He just didn't do a good job. That's not why you didn't do a good job. People who don't do
something, and then they'll make eggs.
Yeah.
In this case.
He just didn't do a good job. He was doing a shvacha job. So that's the chiddush. That since, even though there's no shishim, so that's not called a tafshil. A tafshil is when you're mechaving for the tafshil. But some people want him not to, but no, it means you weren't mechaved to do with that. It just, but Lamai said it's still tam. You don't call it tafshil. Well, so people like the Torah of Shech are saying that maybe based on this, some people quote Rav Shechter with a lot, that if you have the, say you have these places, you know, like McDovitz and other places, that they have this, the oil. And then the same oil that they had the meat. So maybe you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. See if Rav Shechter's idea that because you're not mechavin, because he just doesn't have two things of oil. Yeah, Rav Bari was not into that. George is on discussion whether you're going to go to 16 handles afterwards or not. No, people like to quote it. No, I'm sure he did. You look in the... Okay, you have it in the books. Maybe Rabbi Jackson maybe quotes it. Rabbi Bai was not into this. The question is Shach's shot, is the book that that's the pshat of the... Because I would say that the question you have to ask is a machlokas but not by not, and it's machlokas mechaber amar, and the mechaber is the one who's more mako mechatchila to do it, but the ramah, not the ramah, so. Was the one who was Oser. So then that's the question. What's the? He's only asking. He's asking from the Mechaber and the Ramah. You know. So maybe the whole Yisod. It's a Chiddush to say that that's the, you know, to Kipta. And I think Rav thought the whole thing is inundated with, but. The whole, no, that heter. He doesn't like this idea that you can eat the French fries that are totally, you know, you're putting so much meat in there. Now you can put French fries. Right. Even though little pieces, as he's saying, it's not about the shishim, but this is, he thinks, is like even. I mean, you've been cooking hamburgers and, you know, all these meat things in this oil. So it's the whole thing is a meat thing. So would you say so if you're working with the svar of the Adi Huda, then, but. No, but the Adi Huda is limited to, but here is mamish, you know, it's not just little, you know. Well, you're not doing it because of it. You're only doing it because you only have one oil station. So.
Also, you have to ask the
they
think that the fries is better.
It's
oil.
Right, but that's why they don't make a separate thing.
If that's why,
sure. So. I don't know. This is much, you know, it's not, the whole Yad Yehuda is a big. The whole Biyad Yehud is a big chiddush. I mean, the whole Shach is a big chiddush. And the whole Yad Yehud, I mean, you could say that it's a chiddush, I'll be chiddush. In other words, if you have something that's inundated with meat juice, but to say, therefore, now you're going to cook well, probably even worse than a regular tafshuf. Yeah, because it's full of meat. The whole, you've been cooking for the whole day. You cook pieces of meat in that thing. I mean, how many people came for a friend? Chicken, yeah. What about the... I remember those days in McDonald's. Those places that you they put the thing in the oil, you know. In honor of Rabbi Goin of Eli Goldberg, I will go now to her final colon. Yeah, do you want to see the final colon on page 18? I told you, my father grew up in the same block with Five O'Connor. But Five O'Connor moved to Lakewood after all these years in Brooklyn. You know, he learns to write a, like Rabbi Moshe talking about, to write a body of shulchan like that, and as Rabbi Goldberg pointed this out also, every detail, every prima gotem and every, you gotta work through every little detail. It's a very detailed sefer. So, Biurim, page 18. Benoga shel alechol gvin achar tafshil. Of alechol tafshil gvin achar tafshil basar. Mutter. So he says, if you have a tafshil gvin, this is your question. Okay, so let's see. First he says, Lechol tafshil gvina achar tafshil basar, mutter aflufin minug ze shehivi aramo. Avagav de bein basar atzmul tafshil gvina terech lamtin. Which kosa? Okay, if you might, there was, after a basar, and then you have tafshil gvina, you have to wait. Right? Well, Lechol tafshil gvina achar tafshil basar, mutter. But if it's not two tafshils, right.
What
about
it's not
like the other? Oh, so that's, we're going to see that when we do that at a different time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, oven ovens is a whole different thing. Those two ovens. Okay, now, what should we do now? We should see the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, you want to see, take a look at the Taz for a second, page 7. So the Ramah says, Shuman shel basar, right? You have the fat of the meat, dino kibosar atzmo. Because of Teres Chattis, now let's look at the Taz. The Shema Gros Shari Dura. A field of Shuman of us. Right? The Shuman of a goose. Hazel Hachmer. Okay. Reis Yosef. Because of the Shema Gros Maimini, the Morak Shal Basar. So, what about Pitsu? So, is that called Tafshil? Or is that... Right. So the Marach Shal Basa Yeshlo Din Basa, meaning Basa Mamsh. Rabbi Yona Chasav Yeshlo Din Tavshal Shal Basa. Well, the Utsolo. Av Kuyrokas Yeshlo Din Basa. Because if you have clear soup. So the Gagos Maimon, he says, Mark Shal Basar is Din Basar, because you don't view that as a tafshil, because water doesn't have its own taste. So anything that comes into the water is tam. So you don't view, you see, tafshil usually means the potato with meat. So potato has its own taste. And now the tam of the meat is going in, so the tam isn't as strong. So then you say it's a tafshil. And then it's a machloikas. But if you have liquid and then you put meat and you cook the meat and then you say this is a soup, it's a liquid, really liquidy soup. So he says that's din basar. That's how it goes mind me. Rabbi Yonah says, because of the Yeshua din tafshil, he says that's Tavshil shal basa hov utzolol, if it's watery. Avon mu'av, then you're going to have a thick soup. So then, like a vegetable soup. But it's as a meat. So let's...
Something...
Yeah, so let me show you. Yeah, so take a look in the Ravinio. Let's see the Ravinio on page 14. Yesh mefarshim dibin tafshel gvina v'tzalome v'embarach shal basar gvina. Zeh v'adai mutter kino v'adach shal tzichu shihiel sh'och al basar atzmo. Av marach t'leisa v'hai chashash v'adai mutter v'achol gvina. Hach efich ha'amo sh'bein barach shal basar v'gvina v'tzias yedayim cholvo. So he says, Tashel, is chicken soup, meat soup. So that's Tashel. About the bar of the lace of high chashasha, vadi mutalech of pina, tacha, picha homo shabin, marach, shall boss of a finish. Over. So that's a tafshil. So let's go back to the Taz now. So he says that because of Hagos Maimini, Marach Shal Basar Yishlo Din Basar. But the Rabbi Yonah says it has a Din Tafshil. All of Utsala. Among Mu'apar. But in Hu'av, Kamo Yirakos, so those, you have a fixed, what? I think so. Like, why is, like, vegetable soup thick? Because what's the truth? The vegetables themselves disintegrate. It's not just the tam; it's the end itself. No, because if it's bad, then it's not tafshim. Because the whole, like, if something disintegrates. If,
got a regular tafshim, solid be'en with meat, it's just tafshim. You have a clear soup, that's just tafshim. If you have a thick soup, that's basar asma.
Yeah, because if something disintegrates, so that's the be'en.
Be'en itself.
No, the end is only tafshil if you're only eating the potato. Yeah. You're not eating the meat.
Oh, eating
well,
if the meat, what's the white issue?
By the
that's it's could be any worse. I understand.
No, but if the thing disintegrates, says Marak Shal Basar, Mishlo Din Basar, that's not Gosh Maim, it's Kiddush.
That's the Kiddush I understand, because a solid Tavshil Basar, so if I water,
water is
going
to
water.
Right. Okay, sure. The Rabbi Yonah says, no, it's a Din Tavshil Shal Basar, because it didn't disintegrate, it just gives its time. But if the whole thing disintegrates, the vegetables disintegrate or the meat disintegrates, so that's the bad.
But the bad itself?
No,
it's a vegetable.
But that's because you didn't have the bad, because it didn't disintegrate. You just had potato, not the meat.
I'm saying
the right.
There's no piece of there are, you're saying the aura is just.
Yeah, in other words, the thing itself is like you know, when you have a thick soup. Why is the soup thick? No, you make soup. Why is the soup thick? Because it disintegrates. So you're having bad that disintegrates. So that you don't say that that's a tafshil. That's
so meat can only penetrate something that's medium.
In other words, so if you have meat, one second, if you have to say chicken soup, regular chicken soup, it's very watery. It's not a thick, right? Regular chicken soup. But it was cooked with chicken. Now you're just having the soup. So the first sheet that says that's considered that's tafshil, and he says not. But if the thing is thick, then the kulei alma.
That's what I'm saying. If you have chicken
and
potatoes, everyone uses this option.
Right.
Potatoes are very thick.
No, because, yeah, but it's the thick of the potato, not thick of the meat that disintegrated.
Rebbe, but according to the first shita, remember when we learned that you can get the soup to cold and then the fat rises to the top? And then you could take out the fat from the meat from the soup.
Yes.
So lechayra, even according to the first shita, why isn't it considered be'en? If you have meat soup where the meat, like the fat melted, even though there's no pieces, chunks of meat, lechayra, you could still separate the meat from the soup and it could be considered be'en, even according to the first shita.
No, you're putting together Nikra Isser.
Because it's the end. You could separate it.
And we're putting it on your.
Yeah.
Okay, for what?
According to this Shita, he's saying that it's not considered. Since it's soup, it's not the. What is the first shita saying again?
First shita is saying that if we have a liquidy soup, then that's considered basar mamish, because the whole thing is just the tam of the chicken or the meat. because water doesn't have its own time. So it's considered basa mamish. Rabbi Yonah says, no, it's tafsha. Basa mamish is only if it's a fixed soup. Because then it's the end that's that inundated the...
I guess I'm asking in the Rabbeinu Yonah then. I guess I'm asking the Rabbeinu Yonah, you know?
Yeah, the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that that's considered a tafsha when you have chicken soup. Even though it's very liquidy, it's a tafsha. If you have a thick broth, that would mean that the thing, like the fat, like disintegrated. So it's not just giving off time, it's the etzem thing, and then that made a thick consistency. So that would be considered basar mamish. But if you just have a liquidy soup, even though water doesn't have its own time, it's still considered tafsha.
Say? If you read Rabbeinu Yonah, he give a tam. Why is the marak okay? Because it's not basar ben hashinayim. Therefore, if it's a thick soup, the marak ben hashinayim will be there. That's what he was saying. Just yeah. Before he gives a tam there.
Okay, well, this is on page
14.
14. Which line are you?
Before the end, like the. Right.
Okay. And then the Pre-Chadosh also says that what the Gra said, that the question on page 12, that it's totally, the whole din of Tavshil is totally on how to learn that Gemara, like the Rashbam or like Rabbi Natan. Okay. Okay, so Bezer Shemis Barach will continue on Monday. See how the story.
Chair Monday is the last day of
Kohar. We have a
Bechina?
Remy.
Yes.
Someone was asking me about cooking meat and fish together. Is there an issue with that?
Yeah, we usually. What depends? In an oven, you mean?
I don't know. Like, there's a sauce called Worcestershire sauce.
Yes.
And it's made with anchovy fish.
Uh-huh.
And there's a recipe that my friend had that you cook the meat with this sauce.
Okay.
Is that permitted or not?
No, don't do that. Tell your friend not to do it.
Okay.
Okay, how are you doing, everyone? MZ, Katan. Okay, good to see you all. We'll put it up. Okay. Have no fear, Joe Miller is here.
Rabbi, there's Chumash today?
Chumash at 11:30.
Okay, awesome.